Let's go to the KRDO Newsline. On the hook right now is Kathy. Oh, sorry. Kathy Hook is joining us right now. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show with Colorado Springs Fire Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to start before we talk about fire safety and thank our citizens, thank our public for being cognizant that the first responders were busy, and thanks to those that stayed in, that followed the rules. If you didn't have to go somewhere, you didn't go somewhere. And honestly, it made for just a much better event than it could have been. So thanks to the public for really being aware of the hard work that our snowplow drivers were working so hard. Our utilities workers, so big shout out to the community.
Absolutely, I echo those. And the thing is that, you know, the forecasters really got this right. I mean, everyone from Storm Tracker 13, they actually, you know, they put the pedal to the metal to make sure that this was publicized, so to speak, well in advance. And it actually, you know, for once in a I'm not saying that, you know, they're always wrong, but every once in a while, when you get these, you know, warnings of a big storm, sometimes they don't happen, and then people get kind of skittish. But it actually happened, and people were, as you mentioned, really cognizant of those difficulties.
Yeah, it really happened. It really happened.
It really
in a big
did.
Way. Yeah, it was beautiful. And we are, you know, just we have to remind ourselves how lucky we are to live in this city, to live with that beautiful Pikes Peak looking down on us.
Yeah.
And on that note, people are coming here. It's spring break time. I know Colorado College is out this week, and then next week probably most of the schools are out. So whether you are having people coming to your home to visit or if you are traveling, just a little bit want to do some reminding of fire safety when you're traveling. If you're going international, that's a little more challenging with hotels and motel safety because their codes are different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, some pretty simple things that you can do. I think we've all walked out of a hotel room and gotten totally turned around. Take just a bit of time, especially in those bigger complexes, to know, okay, where is the stairwell? And which way do I turn to get out of here? And you know, if it's really dark in the hall, count how many doorways it might take to get to that stairwell. Hopefully you'll never use that information, and likely you won't, but that is a really bad time in an event of an emergency and there's not lighting or there's smoke to be confused. That can be tragic. So take some awareness of when you are traveling. If you have people that are coming into your home, please, please make sure if you have a bunch of kids sleeping in the basement or if people are in different areas, you have CO alarms, you have your working smoke alarms. We always talk about that, but especially when you have more people in your home and maybe in areas of the home that you don't normally have people sleeping in.
Isn't it amazing how the simple things can really go a long way when it comes to safety?
It almost always is the simple things.
It,
you know, just some little bit of situational awareness, a little bit of, you know, taking a look around, knowing where the exits are. We preach that all the time, but especially when you are, you know, traveling or in an area that you're not familiar with, that can get confusing very, very fast. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, if you're traveling abroad, if you can, not to dictate your travels, but U.S. hotels and motels they have some different guidelines that they have to follow. But anywhere you go, do know where those exits are. Make sure the exits are not blocked, that they're actually, that they're unlocked as they should be, and just kind of know your way around. If you can escape, worst case scenario, you know, turn off the fans, the air conditioner in your room. We know about that wet towel under the crack in the door, of course, calling for help, and then waiting at the window to be rescued. Hopefully it never comes to that, but just want people to kind of be thinking a little bit ahead.
Right. I went on a snorkeling trip in one offshore of one country, and I was quite surprised by the behavior of the pilot and crew and the captain and crew. And I was told, well, they don't have the same laws when you're outside the U.S. So, you know, regulations are different. Laws are different.
Yeah.
What is allowed, what can happen if a tragedy, God forbid, happens. So Yeah. Some of those.
But
things.
We can be responsible for ourselves. Thanks
sure.
for bringing that up, Shannon. But oh my gosh, we get so frustrated as a fire department when a fire alarm goes off. Those students, those K through 12s, they know what to do because they're practicing it. But then, you know, you graduate and people just listen to the alarm like, well, I'll wait and see. Sometimes you don't have that time to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So please be aware, get yourself out. And then if nothing happened, yay, you can come back in. But you want to be outside even if other people aren't doing that.
No doubt. Kathy, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you during our next visit.
Thank you. You guys have a great, nice, warm week.
Yes.
A little bit different this week.
Absolutely. It is going to be beautiful. Thanks again for the time.
Sure. And take care. Bye.